Trees combat climate change by absorbing carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen back into the air. They prevent water pollution, help prevent soil erosion, absorb pollutant gases like nitrogen oxides and sulfur dioxide, and they provide a habitat for wildlife. In Killorglin, a group of volunteers have come together to help landowners avail of the government's new native tree area scheme to support the creation of small native forests. The scheme is open to both farmers and non-farmers and applies for sites up to a maximum of 2 hectares. There's a grant for the initial planting and then annual payments of around 2,200 per hectare for 10 years. Local routes will help landowners source native trees and provide the manpower to plant them. In January, the volunteer group planted the first 1,100 trees at a site in Cremorne, as Debbie Reynolds, co-founder of Local Roots, explains.
So Local Roots is a community project here in Cremorne, and what we're trying to do is increase community woodlands. So by collecting seeds locally, woodlands and hedgerows, things like acorns, hazelnuts, you know, all the good stuff. And what we are doing here on the site itself, we'll grow them in our nursery, either in the polytunnel or outside, and once the trees are big enough, we'll be giving them back to the community for free. And our mission for the next 6 years till 2030 is to plant 100,000 trees.
Wow. You're getting great support from the community. Are you surprised at that?
No. I think we're very lucky here in Killorglin, and it's not just Killorglin, it's people have come from all over Kerry, to be honest. We had reached out when we first started planting. We reached out to our friends and family, and it grew really fast. So the first weekend we had 25 people, which I'm very proud of to say that I can call them friends, new friends now. And people have just been very just generous with their time, but also the feedback. We got a lot of people saying, listen, none of this has been going around. We really wanted to plant trees. We're so happy that this is here, and what we want to do is take that group of volunteers and more, because our community is growing every day, and plant more of these woodlands around Kerry.
How many have you planted so far?
On this site, which is our demo site, it's been over 1,100, give or take, and you know, it's a start. It looks like a lot of trees, but not enough for me.
And what kind of trees have you planted, and where have they come from?
So we applied for the native tree area scheme, and under that we planted native trees, obviously. So we have oaks, alder, birch, mountain ash, crab apple. Under the scheme you have to have percentage, depending on the soil, it's 30% birch, 30% oak, 25% Scots pine, and then the rest can be a mix of everything. Because you have to go through a registered forester, we wanted to plant our own trees. It's way more satisfying than seeing someone else do it for you. So when we told them that, which is, you know, it's an option, it also means that you have to source your own trees. Because the application didn't go through until after Christmas this year, it's very late in the season to get trees. So I actually had to go to County Wicklow and County Clare to get the trees that we needed for this project.
It's important to you that they're native, isn't it?
Very important. The thing that became really clear when we were sourcing the trees was that, especially the oak trees, a lot of them are from the UK, which means that they get imported. Sometimes the seed gets collected here, sent to the UK to be grown, and then the saplings come back. I think that there's so many trees that grow so easily in this country, we shouldn't have to do it in that way. And I've talked to nurseries locally that say they have to import a lot of their trees, especially on the acre scheme, which means that you import in disease as well, and we're seeing that now with the fire blights.
Owen Ferris from Killorglin is also a volunteer with Local Roots.
So one of the main things about Local Roots is that people who might have some land and they want to plant a native trees and don't avail of the grant, but they feel they may not have the manpower to actually go out and plant those trees, 1,100 trees or whatever, that there is a group available in Kerry that will come to your land and help you out with the planting. And that's what Local Roots is. You know, I've passed loads of farmlands or just what as a waste areas. It's just, you know, marginal land, and saying, listen, this is an opportunity, but they may be in there retired and they may not know what to do or have the connections to get or feel confident that they'd have people who come and help them. But Local Roots has got your back.
One of the things when you have to go through a registered forester is that you be able to pay the 500 euros that it takes for the application itself. And if that's an issue, we will help with that as well. And we are trying to reach out to local registered foresters who can help us with this process. So, you know, even if it's to do with the money, like, we've tried to find a way for people to actually plant those trees that they want to plant.
How are you hoping to do that?
Well, there's a couple of ways. I recently brought the One Tree Cookies, my own personal company, under the Local Roots umbrella. So all proceeds from the cookies go directly to Local Roots. We are reaching out to companies to help us fund things like the National School Projects, like, you know, for registered foresters for those that need it. And just as a community, try to make this work regardless of financial situation.
Local Roots are also looking to partner with primary schools in Kerry to grow oak trees from acorns in jam jars, as Owen explains.
I always had an interest in growing trees. I planted an oak tree when I was 19, and now I'm in my 40s, and it's a fabulous tree. And I want to do the same for my daughter. So I would be a technology guy as well, and I looked at how could we grow it from the acorn, and we actually got these pods printed, which allow the acorn to be grown in jam jars. It's a 3D printed pod that sits on top of a jam jar, and it holds the acorn in the middle and allows the roots to go into the water in the jar. And that's all the actual acorn needs to grow for the first 3 or 4 months, is just the energy from the actual acorn. And then the sprout comes, and then it's ready to be planted in. Once it's about 6 inches of foot, it's ready to be planted in a pot.
Now, you showed it to me in a jar, and that's absolutely amazing. That's all it needs. It sits, the acorn sits into this little pod on top of the jar of water, and it grows. This is huge potential, hasn't it? I mean, these could be grown everywhere in every school in Ireland.
Yeah, and it's in every home in Ireland as well. That's where we have it. And, you know, kids get up in the morning to see how much has it grown. And we have put into some schools and with our Montessori in the House of Children in Milltown. And my kids' classmates all have an oak tree growing in the class with their name on it. And we just hope that's a pilot project, really. And now with Local Roots, we're hoping to expand that to other schools in Kerry.
And where did you get the acorns for this so far?
Generally, acorns or oak trees have a thing called a mass event, where they have a load of acorns every 5 years. And last year, there wasn't too many trees that had a mass event, but one which did was outside Fesco on Lanford Street. So we just collected all the acorns off the footpath there and gave them to kids or people who wanted to buy them. And over in the RDI, a lot of people purchased them. And, you know, anytime I meet them, they'll be showing me pictures on their phone of and sending WhatsApps of their tree after sprouting. And that's where I saw this as, you know, people were getting really interested into it. The title of the project we're trying to expand to all the national schools, third class and national schools, is the Jam Jar Science Project. So it's to give one of these to the kids and an acorn, or they can pick their own acorns in the national park or wherever they want to, and actually grow the oak tree in the classroom. And then after a year, when it's ready to be planted into a pot, Local Roots can come and collect the pot for the kids and keep it for 2 years and plant it into the ground, so that when they reach sixth class, then Local Roots will give them back the same tree for them to plant wherever they want to do it, whether it be on the school grounds or in their home or in their farm, or if they don't have any place, Local Roots will find an opportunity to plant it either on one of the projects that they'll have up and going by then. Yeah.
The core unit that the acorn sits into, can people buy them anywhere?
Well, what we did actually, got an Egyptian guy online to actually design it, because I don't do CAD design, and he designed the 3D file or 3D the plan for it. And then once you have the 3D file, you can actually print it on your own printer, or we got these masks produced by a company who does biodegradable plant pods, and we will actually make the file available on the website as well for people to download and print it in their own house if they wish to do it that way. So if you're up the country and you see this and you want one, you can, and you have a 3D printer, you can download it, or you can order it through the Local Roots website.
The community group would love more volunteers to come on board.
We are a community project, and this is not just planting trees. I think the social aspect of it is really important. We've connected people that would never met each other otherwise. And, you know, there's this kindred spirit going around, even with biscuits and cups of coffee and cups of tea for some people every hour. There's just great stories. Like, it doesn't matter if you're a family of 10 or you're by yourself, you know, everyone is more than welcome. And again, just go through the website. and we'll add you to the list and love to see everyone.
If you're interested in taking part, you can contact the group on www.localroots.ie.